So first of all, good morning. Thanks for sticking around. It's the last day. My topic is the reliability-based host management that the Gates Corporation is offering mining companies around the world today, and that's what I'm going to talk about. Talk about a little bit about the Gates Corporation. Talk about a little bit about reliability center maintenance, about what it is. Reliability-based host management, get into the detail of the presentation, and then have a little discussion about acquisition costs, total cost of ownership and productivity, and also discuss some field examples. Who's the Gates Corporation? We are one of the largest suppliers to the global mining industry, more than 100 years of product and service innovation, about 15,000 plus employees, in our sales over $3 billion. We are the largest single producer of hydraulic hose and couplings and belts for power transmission in the world. We have about 40 plants around the world, and we are owned by the Blackstone Group. It's an investment group. I think this is a question that that I ask all my customers is what they think is a flexible hose assembler commodity product. And a commodity product, by definition, is one that the only differentiation between suppliers is price, okay? And but then when you think about a flexible hose assembly with pressures that can go up to 8,000 PSI, a flexible hose assembly is also a pressure vessel and should be dealt with as such. So the first aspect that we need to understand is sort of the safety. This is an example, an actual field example that we had at a mine where the hose assembly on that boom of that loader failed, and the oil jet hit the operator cabin, and if it was not for that glass there, the operator probably would have been dead by now, or when the accident happened. So safety is a primary consideration when you look at flexible hose assemblies. And this is valid for any kind of operation, both surface and on the ground as well. The other thing is productivity. That's the other factor. A large percentage, I'm going to show you a couple of graphs on that, a large percentage of hydraulic unscheduled downtime for mining equipment can be due to flexible hose assemblies. If you think about it, the hose assemblies are really the circulation system of that machine. That's what makes that machine operate properly. And they are very prone to problems and failures as well. The other thing is total cost of ownership. It's a fact that depending on how you select your hose assembly, you may have a reduction in the spend, not so much on the acquisition cost of the hose assembly, but in the spend, because you're not going to be consuming as many hose assemblies of that type, even if you're paying more for that part number that the hose assembly has. And the other thing is the environmental impact, which is a major hose failure on a hydraulic shovel, for example, can easily cost $21,000 to be mopped up, and more importantly, can contaminate the mining water discharge. Okay, because as you know, hydraulic oil, it has heavy metals, it has other components that would contaminate the water discharge from the mine. And here in the U.S., this is a major problem. Other countries may not be a big problem, but for us here, it certainly is a big problem. And these are the really, when you look at these four components, the safety, the productivity, the total cost of ownership, and environmental impact. These are the four top contributors for operational success. And if you look at it, they depend on component reliability, okay? There's a hydraulic shovel downtime Pareto. And as you can see here, and I don't know where the, oh, okay. As you can see here, for this hydraulic shovel, about 61% of the downtime of that hydraulic shovel was due to the hydraulic system. And for that particular example, about 40 to 80% of that hydraulic downtime was due to hose assemblies. On a 200-ton haul truck, the downtime on it is about 0.44% of the total downtime is due to the hydraulic system, and again, the same percentage of the hose assemblies of the downtime of the hydraulic system is about 40-80% of caused by hydraulic hose assemblies. This is just one haul truck, and that is just one hydraulic shovel. If you look at mines nowadays, you may have mine fleets that go upwards of 300 trucks for just one mine. And then when you look at the downtime, you say, well, 0.44% is very little. But if you look at it, you need to and you assume that the same downtime happens for every truck. You need to multiply that by a factor of 300, right? If depending on the size of the mine fleet. I'm just mentioning one mine that we are working with. And the downtime can be staggering, can be really significant. And I'm going to talk a little bit about this when you talk about the world-class operation. I think world-class operation is the one that never quits improving, but at the same time, it never leaves money on the table either, okay? And this operation here, both the shovel example and the haul truck operation that I'm showing you right now, they are certainly leaving money on the table. I'm going to talk a little bit about that later on. So hose assembly contribution to downtime. The hose assembly contribution to downtime can be up to 80% of the downtime due to the hydraulic system. So pay attention to your hydraulic hose assemblies because they are a big contributor to the unscheduled and also scheduled downtime as well. So if you talk about that, so how can we reduce this downtime? We need to reduce this downtime by increasingly choosing higher reliability products. That's how you're going to reduce the downtime of your fleet, not only regarding to hose assemblies, but also any other component that you put in your equipment. And a reliability center maintenance is something that somewhat new. It started in the mid-90s, but the first generation of maintenance covers the period from the Industrial Revolution all the way to the period up to the World War II. Industry was not very highly mechanized back then, so downtime did not matter much. As a matter of fact, the majority of the transportation there was done up to World War II on the battlefields were done by horses. So there was not a whole lot of mechanical issues that people had to deal with. Just put a lot of hay there and you're done, I guess, right? So prevention of equipment failure was not a very high priority. There was no need for systematic maintenance. The second generation, on the other hand, things changed dramatically during World War II. Increased mechanization, downtime came into sharper focus, and that's when preventive maintenance took hold. The cost of maintenance also started to rise sharply relative to other operating costs. And that's when the idea of maximizing the life of assets came into play. The third generation of maintenance, which is now reliability center maintenance, we have new expectations, new research, and new techniques. This third generation reliability center maintenance, the expectations are higher plant equipment availability and reliability, greater safety, better product quality, no damage to the environment, longer equipment life, greater cost effectiveness, and lots of techniques that you can use to do that. Condition monitoring is a very important one. Design for reliability and maintainability, hazard studies, and one that is critical for any maintenance program that claims reliability-centered strategies is the failure mode and effect and criticality analysis. Because if you don't have the failure mode analysis on the maintenance program, you're never going to know why things are failing, and you cannot take corrective action. Expert systems, although Stephen Hawking said that expert system is going to annihilate human nature, but I don't know if I agree with that, but anyhow, that's artificial intelligence. That's what he was mentioning, he was talking about. Multi-skilling and teamwork. Reliability center maintenance today is really these components. You need to monitor and assess the work regime of the component. You need to identify the dominant failure modes, causes and consequences. You need to perform the measurement and analysis of performance, creation of a cost-effective maintenance strategy, which is basically the proactive management of the equipment availability. So Gates understands this, and we created our reliability-based hose management program. It starts with high-performance products, on-site support services, and these support services, they are basically used to inspect, to do inspection and make sure that products are working the way they should work, and understanding what the applications are as well. Value engineering, value analysis, I'm going to talk a little bit about that. Sentry ID tagging and tracking, I'm going to talk a little bit about that as well. And Sentry IQ data logging, which is our conditioning monitoring component. So what are these six components? Highest performance product, in terms of hose assemblies, you need at least 12 features to be evaluated. Abrasion, impulse life, flexibility, et cetera. Field services, which is the on-site presence of people that can understand if these hoses are performing the way they should perform. And well-designed KPIs, that should be electronic generated, not generated by hand. Easy integration of the existing mining systems, and also they should measure performance the right way. And these are integral to the implementation of the management program. Value engineering, value analysis, that's basically when you look at an OEM machine that comes right out of the factory, it is incredible how many things in the hydraulic system that can be improved in terms of the layouts, in terms of the connections that are made. We're just working with a customer in Finland today that we can reduce about 25% of the leak points on that machine. It is just incredible how much room for improvement you have. And this value engineering, value analysis for Gates, from Gates, can do that for you. Not only for OEM machines, but also machines that are already at the mine site. Gates Sentry ID tagging and tracking. This system allows you to tag and track every hose assembly on site. And follow the life of that hose assembly from cradle to grave. It gives you traceability. It gives you the ability to do inspections at established time intervals. And the way it works is you enter the information for a hose assembly, and that information is there in the database forever. And anytime you need to replace that hose assembly, you don't need to worry about first measuring the hose assembly or identify what kind of couplings that you have, because that information is already on the database and you just transfer that information onto the new hose that is going to be replaced. The other thing is, as you are seeing here, these are the tags that we use in mining. There are other types of tags. But basically, when a hose assembly needs to be replaced, the operator or the employee takes the reader up to the hose tag, scans the hose tag, and via the cellular or Wi-Fi network at the mine site, that information goes directly to the hose shop. So your time to repair is reduced dramatically, because you don't need to take the hose assembly, take it to the workshop to be made, and then to return to the machine. So that can cut your time to repair dramatically. And that increases your availability. The Sentry IQ data logger is an internal, what it does basically is it monitors pressure and temperature inside the hose. Because one thing, for example, that is most damaging for hose assemblies at a mine site is the temperature inside of that hose. Not so much the temperature of the engine or the system, but the temperature inside of the hose assembly in individual systems. And that can cook the hose from inside out and generate a failure, which is never something that you wanna have. So, and also the other thing is all hoses, they are rated according to impulses that occur on the hose operation. These impulses, they are generated, for example, from a hydraulic shovel. When the hydraulic shovel is digging, that generates a lot of impulse on the hose, and also in all kinds of equipment where you have hydraulic action being implemented. And these hoses, they are designed to withstand a certain number of impulses. If you exceed that, you are liable to have a failure on the hose. And basically, so we can monitor the internal condition on the hose for pressure and temperature. It can supplement external inspections, identifies correct hose for the application. So many times, and you probably don't think about that, but not necessarily the OEM, when it manufactures a machine, it puts the right hose for that application. Okay, because for example, you may have an application that you never exceed 3,000 PSI, and for some reason, the OEM puts a 4,000 PSI hose on that application. Not only that is unduly done, but also it costs you more as well because you're paying more for a hose assembly than what you should do. And the other thing is, because you are inspecting the hose, because you understand what the work regime on that hose is, you're replacing that hose assembly based not on time intervals, but based on the reliability of that hose according to the work regime that the hose is working at. So all this data that is generated in terms of the tracking and tracing the hose, and also understanding the work regime of the hose in terms of pressure and temperature, allows you to do incident analysis, replacement schedules, and also downtime analysis. That is an integral part of the reliability-based hose management program. Obviously, what you're trying to do here is just increase the availability of that equipment as it relates to hose assemblies. Before I go to the next slide, one thing that we have seen is that even operations that call themselves world class, today they are leaving, at least this operation that we worked with, they were leaving on the table $10 million a year due to hose-related downtime on their fleet or haul trucks. And they call themselves a world-class operation. And I think world-class operation is really, as the presenter from Freeport said earlier, is an operation that never stops trying to improve. I think that's a world-class operation. Yesterday, we talked about world-class operation where, for example, for shovels, where you have 40-second cycle times when the machine is digging on the bank. And I say that is not necessarily true, because depending on the quality of our blasting, the same operator that is taking 40 seconds, another operator may come in and do it in 30 seconds. So what is the world-class operation? I think the world-class operation is the one that never stops taking the opportunity to improve what they are doing. So these numbers, 90%, 40 seconds, they are relative, really, if you think about it, okay? And my take on this is improve the performance of all the components that you have, not only the teeth or the filters, hose assemblies, everything, because that's where the money is. Like I said, this operation, they are leaving on the table $10 million a year because of the downtime related to hose assemblies. So a few of the field examples that we have. This is another ground hard rock mine. The mean time between failures, equipment type, the one boom jumbo. We increased their mean time between failures in 290% improvement. For this other ground hard rock mine, mean time between failures as well, the one boom jumbo. By applying the program, the hose management, we improved that mean time between failures in 240%. The underground home and pillar coal mine, we improved the total cost of ownership will reduce the Hosen capital spend in about 17%. The aggregates mine, with mean time between fields as well, that's for the whole mining fleet. The customer tells us that we increase their availability by 33%. The surface coal mine, total cost of ownership for large hydraulic shovel boom hoses will reduce their hose acquisition cost. Because the hoses from the OEM, they cost 20 to 40% more than a hose that is not an OEM hose, with a much better quality as well. And then the surface coal mine, the mean time between failures, hydraulic shovel boom hoses, we demonstrated that our hoses had 20 to 40% longer life. So if you look at this column here, you can put a dollar value in each one of these boxes. And they are staggering. So like I said, look for the ways to implement and use methods and tools that people have out there that can help you be more effective and not leave money on the table. So conclusion, I think I saw this at a mine site in the eastern U.S. The bitterness of poor quality remains long after the sweetness of low prices forgotten. And really, you can't manage what you can't measure. So thank you very much, and we appreciate your attention. And if you have any questions. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Paulo. Good job.
Thank you.